I don't hear nothing. What's going on? Am I on air or what? I guess I am. We'll try it out. See if it plays. Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat here on UCY.TV, my favorite little radio network. And I don't know that if I'm on air here. And if I'm not, I don't know why. I don't hear anything, so there seems to be a problem. What's the problem? What the heck is going on? Why am I not hearing anything? What the what? I am live. Okay. Well, that's fine. That's great then, because it's not playing through the player. So that's okay. We are live. Wonderful. Hot damn. Anyways, this is getting strange. I got another call from Calgary today, wanting me to get my butt out there for this election, and was offered a plane ticket to go out, but we're kind of financially behind the eight ball here right now, so I'm talking to myself again. What do you mean? Yes. Okay, we're live. Apologize for that. I put on the player and I didn't hear anything, so I wasn't sure if we're live or not. And the Skype button isn't green, it's orange, so I wasn't sure if we were even in. Okay, that's fine. I get it. I apologize for not getting hold of Jules. Anyways, we seem to be in a very wild election out in Calgary, Alberta, where I used to live many years ago, and I got kind of a soft spot for Alberta. And from what I'm hearing, Calgary, which I worked in, both as a heavy equipment operator building the airport at the time and as a reporter photographer for an oil magazine out there, I apparently would not even recognize the city of Calgary anymore. It is basically, according to the people that have been calling me and talking to me, has turned into a shithole. And Calgary has a mayor who's was put there by the media and the universities. He was groomed for the job, and he's a Muslim, and people are calling me, say he's got a gay boyfriend, and he's running the pride parades and so on and so forth. He's hooked up with the Aga Khan. He's hooked up with, he's Molly Muslim, and he's all, which are also hooked up with the Baha'i group, who are going to be the, I guess, world religion, according to the writings. And he is basically nothing more than an internationalist go-boy. And so he's seeking his third term in Calgary right now, and one of the incumbents, who's a three-term incumbent, called me yesterday, I guess, I left a message with him the night before to call me, and I was a little bit surprised, but he did call me. And we had a very long conversation about this election. And he understands that the city manager, not the council, is the one that sets the agendas, and the city managers, or the CAOs, are specifically trained to implement the international agendas into the towns and cities across our nation and across North America and everywhere else on the planet. And he's frustrated because, of course, he has one vote in a council of 14 people. I would imagine most of them are Marxists. And so he's frustrated. So he decided this time he could have just ran for council again and easily got in. But, you know, it's time to put the cards on the table. So he's running as mayor. And he wins. He's the mayor, but he still only has one vote. He's that concerned that he wants to attempt to do something better. So we got to get him in, and we got to get the Muslim out, because if we don't, well, the one solid voice on that council is going to disappear. And anyways, so he called, and we had a very nice long conversation that, you know, I told him if I was closer to him, I'd probably choke him, as I wasn't impressed with his campaign to date, and that there's 10 candidates running, so we got some major vote splitting going on. So what I'm trying to do is get the other candidates, most of them, to back out and support him, and then they can run for council in 4 years and get on board that way. Because unless you got majority council vote, it doesn't matter how well intentioned you are, you ain't going to get nothing done. And if you get too pushy, well, then they'll do an investigation, they'll bring in the city lawyers, and then they're going to hang you. It's a very precarious position for this gentleman to be trying to get into. But he understands what's going on, and he's put it on the line. And for that, I have to take my hat off to him. So I had another counselor call me. I called him last night, got a hold of him. And, you know, I said, you know, you need to back out of this thing. And he started bitching. He says, yeah, well, Chabot has, he's been a three-term counselor, and he hasn't accomplished anything. Well, he can't accomplish anything. He's only got one freaking vote. Right? That's it. Doesn't matter how well-intentioned somebody is in these councils, they can't accomplish squat unless they have the majority vote. And people need to get that through their heads. There's no heroes out there. Okay? It needs a team. You know, if your team goes to a hockey game and you only got one player against the hockey team, guess what? You ain't going to accomplish nothing. Period. And that's the same as how these councils run. You got to have a team, and you got to have a team that's stronger than the other team, which means you need a majority vote if you're going to accomplish anything. So I'm rather humbled and inspired at the same time. I got a call offering me a place to stay in Calgary, and I just got a call not that long before the show. Someone asked me if I can get my butt out there and help this guy with his campaign. And I told him, I said, I don't even know how I'm going to make my mortgage payment this month. And they said, well, you know, if you can work something else out there, we'll pick up the plane ticket, the airfare. So I got a place to stay. I got a way to get there. But I ain't got no funds when I get there. So I guess what I'll do, in Calgary, we need a new mayor. Abso-frickin-lutely. You need a new mayor. So I have a friend, actually the gentleman that did my intro song, Calgary, you know, the Flames want a new arena, and they want the people to pay for the new arena and all this nonsense. So, you know, the mayor's name is Naheed. So I'm going to get a hold of my buddy tonight and see if he can't whip off a riff or something, you know, na 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 na. na 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 na, Nahid, you're gone. Something along those lines, right? Get this, get some play going out there with the people in Calgary. We got to win this election. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, they play up Nahid as the first Muslim to become mayor of a major Canadian city. And I want the new headline, Nahid is the first Muslim mayor to be kicked out of a major Canadian city. I want to put the fear in these people that they can't just come in here and roll over us, that we're not just going to remain docile. We get it. And thankfully, people are waking up every day now. They've been pushed so far against the wall. They see the bull crap that's going on. Now, they may not understand exactly what's going on, but they know something badass is going on. And this is a perfect time to show the Canadian people generally that, yeah, we can take our country back. And the only way we can take our country back is to take it back one city, one town at a time. And once we get the Canadian people there, if we can get this Nahid guy out of there, which absolutely has to take place, then that will empower the people of Calgary. It will really empower the people of Calgary, and it will stick a sharp stick in the eyes of the universities, the media, the churches, and so on and so forth, and say, damn, they're onto us. And that's what has to happen. It's about shining the light on this nonsense. So now I'm just going to phone Chabot, who's the main candidate, other than Nahid, and tell him that I got a way out there. I got a place to stay. So your campaign is going to pick up my expenses while I'm out there and get me there ASAP. And we'll sit down and we'll do this election correctly so that in the dust settles, you're the new mayor. And it can be done, regardless of all the universities and the churches and all the NGOs and the pride people and all of that is on the side of Nahid. We can still take the election, because when you look at a city the size of Calgary, which is 1 million plus, and you take out the university people and the church people and the police and the media and the NGOs and all that, we still have more than enough people to get that election. Canada ain't going to give up the New World Order. Well, Canada isn't, right? But Canada's a corporation. The people are going to boot the New World Order into the nearest ocean. Okay? Of course, Canada ain't going to give up on it. Right? Canada is the corporation is about as nefarious a corporation as ever landed on the planet. You know, they have hoodwinked the people to the point where the people don't have any clue what's going on anymore. You know, people say, oh, I was just talking to a neighbor 5 minutes before showtime. Oh, well, what are you talking about? Canada's the best country in the world. Well, you don't read anything, do you? And that's the problem. People don't read anything. They write every single thing down. Now, you know, I don't know where you're coming from there, road dog or whatever, right? I just told you write in the chat, Canada ain't going to give up the NWO. That's true. And I tell you, the people of these lands are going to kick it into the nearest ocean, and you write back, no, they ain't wrong. Okay? So my advice to you is go, suck on a rock somewhere. Because you are either a troll, an idiot, or a player. I ain't got no patience for anybody that would make a statement like this: Canada is too far gone now. No, road dog, you're too far gone. Okay? So if you want to talk shit, go find somewhere else to talk your shit. Okay, don't bring it here, right? Okay, and if you're going to bring it, come to my front door and bring it. okay? Because I ain't got no patience with this kind of garbage. Right? If you're that docile that you say, oh, well, no, that'll never change, then go get back under your rock. Okay? Or just sit back and wait while we do what needs to get done. And you say, oh, wow, they did it. Because it's going to get done. Because there's no option. Okay? So just take a hike, go away, do whatever you do, but don't bring that shit to me. So let's see what Canada does now. Now, that's a stupid statement. We know what Canada's doing. We know what the plan of the corporation is. Okay? So if you're thinking that the corporation is going to do down our population, what's being done? What are you talking about? What's being done? In what sense? What are you talking about? What's being done? What the hell are you talking about? What's being done? What's being done, my friend, is there's an election going on in Calgary, okay? And we're going to kick the first Muslim mayor of a major Canadian city out the door. That's what's being done. And that ain't being done by Canada. It's being done by the people. Canada is being sucked dry. Canada's been sucked dry since it was created. Okay? The people of Canada have always been hewers of wood and drawers of water. We have been the shackled labor to enrich others. I get it. But this is going to change. Oh, it can't change. It'll never change. Watch it change. Nothing changes with attitude like what's coming out of your face. Okay? Nothing. So go grab a beer and a joint or some fentanyl or something and crawl under a tree and enjoy your life. No, the answer is not the vote, you silly boy. Okay? The answer is to gain control of where we can get some political power. And that's the local level. That's the cities and towns. Once we have control of the political system, then we change the political system. Okay? We remove ourselves from the legal. We go back to law. Okay? And we take back our nations. And as far as I'm concerned, the rest of the world doesn't even exist. Because there's nothing that we cannot produce, grow, engineer for our people. Nothing. This is the one nation on the planet. This is the one place on the planet that can be absolutely, totally self-sufficient. No, it's not an oxymoron. Once you control the vote inside, that means you change from the inside. You sound like one of these people, well, you know, there's the castle and it's got the big walls and there's nothing we can do about it. We could throw pebbles at it, I suppose, but nothing will ever change. To that I say, piss off. Take that attitude and stick it where the sun don't shine. I ain't into that attitude. Everything you say here is an excuse. I don't like excuses. I don't deal with excuses. Okay? Everything that you've written there in this chat is an excuse. And what's this last one? Fuck the world. What's that about? Fuck the world. What does that even mean? Right? What does that mean? Okay? You're going to write something, make something coherent, please. Change from this to that. Who's in control? Who's in control? The moral men and women who call this place home are in control or will be in control. They're not in control now. they will be in control. So you're changing, and what you're doing is you're undoing the shackles. Okay? We're going from an amoral world back to a lawful moral world. Now, if you like this world that you're in now, enjoy it, because we're going to change it. Period. And I have no patience with anybody that says anything different, because that is either someone who is extraordinarily weak of a mind and a spine, or someone that doesn't want the change and makes excuses. Well, the new, what you're talking about won't be any better than what we got now. Well, go find a diving board, a high diving board, and some really deep water, and tie a rock to your waist and jump, right? All right, dog, take a freaking hike. You know, you've got a reputation of being a troll, and a reputation of probably being a player. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you live. But you are what's wrong. You are the epitome of what's wrong. Okay? You don't say, okay, how are we going to do this? Where are we going to start? How are we going to get our nations back? Right? You don't go there. I know you. I like cement boots. That's cool, man. You get your cement boots on, my friend, and do the dog paddle along the bottom, and see how your world is. So this is actually kind of good, because this is the epitome of what we don't want to be. Okay, we don't want to be weak, and we don't want to make excuses of why we cannot do something. We have more power than those who have done to us than they do. They're more afraid of us than we are. And they know it, the tide is turning. And that's why this election in Calgary is so very, very, very important. This is our opportunity in a major city. I mean, I can't believe this opportunity even came along. You know, this is a major Canadian city. This isn't like, the village of Road Dog, where, oh boy, we got control of the local council. No, this is a major Canadian city. Now, we won't have control of the major Canadian city until we get either the people that are presently in the council, or who the new council becomes. Now, there is the possibility of taking these people that will be the new council, and teaching them and enlightening them as to what's actually going on. Because most councillors are either plants, they're all vetted for the most part. The odd time someone isn't vetted gets in. And to take them and sit them down. And if they're not going to play ball for the benefit of the people, then it would be the job of the mayor to out these SOBs as the globalist players that they are, and let the people know in the city that this is what has to change. And then we can start to shove these people out of council and replace them even before the term is up, with Calgarians that care. This chat is really pathetic here. anyways, I have to look away from it. So I'm really excited about this election, whether or not to get to Calgary or not. I will be getting a hold of the guy with the best chance to win this, other than the one the media has put forward. And we may be able to do quite a bit from here, and get this dealt with. It really kills me, you know. I understand media. I've been in the media. I've been hammered by the media. I love this. I mean, this says the whole picture. The hopefuls, Calgary has declared 2017 mayoral candidates. And the first guy is Jason Gogo, who is an artist, which pretty much by the look of him and his clothing is a Marxist. I'm not playing his game. I'm just telling him I'm done with Road Dog. The second guy down is the guy who's a three-term counselor. They have him looking, he looks a little bit like Putin, but very stern and angry and dark. And I asked him about this picture when I was talking to him yesterday. I said, you obviously didn't furnish this to CBC, this picture. And he goes, no. I said, no. So they searched out and they got a very dark picture of you. To show the people maybe this guy isn't trusting, or maybe you can't trust him, maybe he's got an agenda you don't know about, and all the rest of these guys all have nice little smiles. And the biggest smile of it all is our Muslim, Naheed. And he's really a dickweed, but that's beside the point. He's a media boy. He's an international boy. And most of these other candidates really don't have a clue. Bill Smith, who was the president of the PC party for 3 years, really kind of probably took himself completely out of the race. And CBC has declared that the only three candidates who have a choice are Andrew Chabot and Naheed and Bill Smith. So there's 7 of the 10 candidates that the media has already written off. And I have a telephone call coming in. I wonder who that might be. Just a second here. I don't know who it might be. Maybe it's Naheed. Maybe he wants me to work on his campaign. Who the hell knows, eh? Let's see what we get here.
Yeah, Ron, if you're out there and you're not doing a show, pick up, or I'm on the road right now, 519.
Just everybody hang with me here a second. Hey, George, I'm doing a show right now. Can you call me back in a half hour or so? Yeah, all right. Yeah, give me a shout now in a bit. Okay, bye. Yeah, that was the Federation of Canadian Muslims that just called, and they're asking that I not help the campaign of Andrew Chabot. That part's not true. That was Farmer George calling. But I would think it would be funny if it did. So now this is where people really don't get elections. And of course, the elections are completely phony because nobody in this country can vote. And that's backed up by the senior policy advisor for the elections, who I spend a great deal of time chatting with numerous occasions. And but the fact is, nobody can vote. We live in a fictional system, and men or women are not recognized in this fictional system. And it's a mess. And we got to get back to being men and women. So this is cool. Calgary mayoral candidate Bill Smith, who was the PC president, says council is fast tracking the BRT, which is a bus route, which goes to the university and that. And so Bill stuck his foot in it, because I got to call Bill yet. Because he's one of the candidates who supposedly has a chance. Now, this is right up here with stupid. Bill Smith says council fast-tracking BRT. But incumbent mayor Naheed Nenshi said Smith's allegation is offensively wrong. Project approved months ago. So what we got here, so Bill, the PC guy, and he's running, I guess, looking for a job, Alberta was PC for like decades and decades and decades, and they got, now we have the NDP in there, who the premier wears a scarf like the Muslims. But this guy, he doesn't understand politics or something. So he gets tangled up with this little group of people, which is the, what the hell is it called? So anyways, Bill Smith has picked a side in the ongoing debate about the city's approved Southwest bus rapid transit route, choosing to back a group opposing the project. Just days after a forum at Mount Royal University, which I listened to, where Smith did not specifically say if he is or for or against the BRT, he held a joint press conference with Ready to Engage. Now, Ready to Engage, of course, is a small group. The group is steadfastly against the 22-kilometer bus route from Woodbine, yada, yada, yada. If elected, I will put a stop to the Southwest Bus Rapid Transit Project in its current form and will reevaluate it, Smith said on Sunday. Well, that's not too bright, Bill. So now the CBC, the media gets involved in it and jump them. So we have Shifra Gadmazedi, president of the Students Association of Mount Royal, Calgary's only post-secondary institution with no C-train transit, said the BRT will improve transit access to the university. Not having the C-train access creates significant barriers for our students, our staff, and our faculty, their quality of life, and we want to make sure that that's addressed through the BRT. Now, Nahid Nancy was a professor at Mount Royal. Now he's pushing the bus thing. So now we have the student, president of the student body coming out and jumping all over it. Now, when you look at the lady who is the spokesperson, I don't know what she is. She looks Muslim. I would have to look up her name. So now we have, she's definitely not white, and she's definitely not a native. So she's probably a Muslim. And so now we have the media promoting this Muslim girl or whatever she is, which is promoting the Muslim mayor's bus route. So the first part of the story is about Bill Smith going with this group called Ready to Engage, which will be an NGO group, of course, and got completely suckered into this. So the whole last part of the story is that everybody's jumping on Bill Smith. So Bill Smith, I think, pretty much took himself out of the election with that one. I have to go look at Ready to Engage here and see who the hell they are. Ready to Engage. Let's see. Now, they have other issues here. I don't know what all their issues are. Okay. Common project issues, questions, petitions, videos, news. But I don't see hooking up with a small group of people where Bill has done himself any favors, which is fine with me, because if he's with the PC, if he was the party president and a lawyer, you don't want him to be a mayor for sure. But anyways, half of this and half of that. So hopefully he dealt himself a death knell But what they're doing, okay, I don't know if Bill Smith understands it or not, but they're building all these transit systems on the back of the taxpayer. And make no mistake about this. Once these things are built, probably within 7 years, that's normally when this takes place, this new line, these transit systems built on the back of the taxpayers, will be sold off to international corporations to run for pennies on a dollar. They did that with the 407 highway in Ontario. They spilled billions on it and sold it for pennies on the dollar to an international corporation, which is making lots of cash off it, and they control it. And it's just going to continue to get worse. Now that Calgary and Edmonton, the two major cities in Alberta, are charter cities, that opens the door for corporate takeover, because the money from the province will continue to get less and less and less and less. The tax will continue to go up and up and up and up. The property taxes, to where people can't afford their homes anymore, and that opens the door for the corporations that we need help. We don't have the money. The corporation comes in, the assets are sold off, and what's not sustainable, private property, your house, and private vehicles. So you're going to be stuck on an international corporate transit system, and you're going to be a tenant in an international corporate rental unit. Maybe in your house at one time, but it won't be down the road. And they're going to chop up your house and turn it into very small apartments, because you can't build outside the ring fence they put, or the development fence they put around the cities and the towns. And this will be the end of what you would call any freedom that you thought you may still have. This is what they want. This is what they're driving for. This is what Naheed, the mayor, is driving for, because that's who he works for. He doesn't work for the people of Calgary. I mean, the city of Calgary is a corporation. Now, this is how bad this gets. You know, the word is out. You know, people think that Canada, watch all this crap going on around the world. Oh, isn't this a wonderful country? You know, we don't have any terrorists. We don't have this. We don't have that, right? This is a lovely country. Well, you know, how do you like this Canada or Canadian? Now, what is the plan of the globalists? End of nation state, okay, where they control everything. They may not own it, but they control it, right out of the Rockefeller book. The Canadian experiment, is this the world's first post-national country? The danger of a post-national Canada, Vancouver Sun. The first post-national state, Christian Heritage Party. Trudeau says Canada has no core identity. Okay, we are set up to be the poster country for the end of nation states. That's how serious this is. Now, our job is turn this around so that this place called Canada is the poster child for freedom and taking control of your nation so that other nations can follow our lead. Not the way they got it set up, so we're the poster child for the end of nation states. Now, Canada, you must understand, was at the forefront of the League of Nations, forefront of the United Nations. We have had the most nefarious politico since the get-go. But people don't see it. You know, rabble, Is Canada the world's first post-national country? That Reddit, Canada experiment, is the world's first post-national country. Post-national state with Trudeau in here. So these are things that people in this nation don't understand what's going on. They don't understand. They may not particularly like some of this stuff that Nahid is doing, but they don't understand the background of it, the purpose of it. Okay, as Rockefeller said, something has to take the place of government, and business is the obvious entity to do it. And that's the plan. Now, in Edmonton and Calgary, they're making all this fuss about Amazon moving in there, the bookseller in that, and that in order to attract Amazon, get this, in order to attract Amazon, we must bring the arts forward or some nonsense like that, because apparently Amazon doesn't want to plant their business where it's not artsy-fartsy. You know, Alberta is an oil province. It's an energy province, an artsy book-selling province. But while you're talking, oh, well, we better get smart in here for Amazon because they'll bring jobs. Well, yeah, well, while they're doing that, they're pulling out your resources. So people got to. How pathetic is this? You talk about genocide, you know? Well, how's Canada these days? Well, we're the very first post-national state. We're the very first ones. And yes, we have members of every political party who are pushing for a world parliament. Because we want to be the first post-national state. We want to be the first nation to be ruled completely from outside our borders. We want to be the first nation to give up all of our resources to the internationalists, who will control our resources and tell us what resources we can use and how much of it we can use and when we can have access to it and so on and so forth. I'm so damn proud to be a Canadian. Is it a good idea for Canada to become a post-national state? Well, I don't know. I'll have to read about it. National News Watch, the dangers of a post-national Canada. Justin Trudeau and the dismantling of the Canadian identity. Well, the Canadian identity, they talk about post-national state. It was the PC prime minister who in 2010 at the G20 meeting stated specifically, and never, ever, not one word of what he said was ever put out in the media. Not one stinking word of it. When CBC called me about getting some videos for a special they were putting together on the G20, and I brought this video up to them, all they could say about it was they didn't want to include that in their deep look into the G20. And all they referred to that video was, oh, that was unfortunate, but we wouldn't be interested in that, even though they're doing an in-depth thing on the G20. Now, what did the prime minister say at the time? What did the prime minister say? Talk about post-nationalism. The prime minister stated specifically this, the G20 is a loss of national sovereignty. Some people don't like it, but it's a simple reality. Now, how in your face you got to get before you understand the game, before you understand the players? stood there in 2010 and said, this is the last loss of national sovereignty. Well, if you're not a sovereign nation, what are you? I guess you're a post-national state, aren't you? Now, I don't know where Christopher went. He's got something he wants to tune in here. Probably yell at me, maybe. Let me see if I can't get... No, this is so weird. Excuse me. Why can I not get him in here? It won't allow me to bring him in. Why is that? Let me see. Try it this way. I don't think that'll work either. I'm going to try this. I might blow us off the air, but if we do, I'll hook back up. There, maybe I can get him in this way without blowing things apart. Anyways, so, you know, anybody that would say, oh, well, there's nothing about it, bite me. I don't want to talk to you. I haven't got time for it.
You thought what? You could run, but you couldn't hide.
No, I can't hide. How are you doing?
Well, I don't know. There's a perception out there, Ron, that you believe in voting.
What?
There's a perception online right now that you believe in voting will cure our ills.
Well, that's just ignorance speaking on their part. I don't know if people have peas for brains anymore or what the hell's going on. Okay. These sound like anarchists that want no structure and they just wander around bumping into each other. You have to have some sort of a structure. You, like I said, you can't vote in this system. You can act as a proxy corporate voter, but you can't vote. So the whole point of voting is to, I mean, what are your choices here? We have a choice. We could go into all of the councils and the provincial state governments and the federal government armed to the teeth and start a civil war, which is what they'd really like you to do. So we don't go there. So we're going to do it peacefully. They're taking us down peacefully and we're going to take them down peacefully because obviously there's more of us than there are them. We're more powerful than they are. A lot of people have this aversion for voting. They go, well, that'd be stupid to vote. That's how we got here. Well, no, that's not how we got here. We got here because you never engaged in anything. Okay, you didn't pay any attention to the political system. You probably didn't vote. Just say, you know, this whole system sucks. Yes, it does suck. It sucks very much. But if you're going to change it, okay, you got to start somewhere. And if you're not prepared to engage in this particular system as it is now, you will never change it because you will never get any power. Okay? And once you have power and have a majority vote in any council, then you can bring the message to the people. You can make the changes. You can kick the CAO, city managers, in the teeth. Okay? You can have them arrested. Okay, and until you get control of something, you can't change it. You can yap about it all you want, but you ain't ever going to change anything, ever, because you didn't engage in it. If you don't engage, then you ain't got no worth. You're worthless. Okay? Just like a rock can't engage in changing our nation, you can't change the nation because you're acting like a rock. You're just this inanimate thing that spews nonsense off every now and again, but you're not engaging. And therefore, you're a detriment to your nation. Okay? We need positive. We need people who will engage, people who understand the position we are in, people who are determined that we're going to turn this around. Because if you're not determined you're going to turn this around, then you're telling your family, your children, your grandchildren that you don't give a damn about them. And if that be your case, then you ain't worth squat. So you ain't got nothing to say, because anything comes out of your mouth ain't worth nothing. So just go sit in the bush somewhere. Crawl under your rock.
Well, I haven't voted in 20 years, myself personally.
I hate the election process.
But what scares me?
I hate what it represents in this case. But once we get hold of it, then we can start moving away from legal, and we can start moving back to law. We can get away from amoral and get back to moral. But it doesn't matter. You're always going to have a vote, right? It's the same thing as when I ran into it. So when I said we got to get rid of the party system because of the divide and conquer system, okay? That screws the people over. And when the people are divided, you move them the way we've been moved into a bad position here. We got to get back to, you can keep the same districts if you want, but if you live up north and you have iron ore and we live in the east and we got trees, then what you need to do is you need to go to your area, and there's no more parties. Parties are the death knell of any nation. Okay, they're just the players, they're the manipulators. So you go find who you think is the best one to represent your area, and you send them, not to this side, that side. You send, there are no party. You just go and pick the best person you think you got to do the job to represent your people in your district. And everybody does that, and you sit around a round table, not a freaking on opposite sides of the house. You sit like you're at a kitchen table, and you figure out, you got what resource, we got this resource, okay, fine, okay, we need that to make this, you need that to make this, okay, now we work together to get the best out of the resources for the best people with the best outcome. Now, if you send somebody down there who's not doing their job, you don't wait 4 years, okay, just like I wouldn't wait 4 years to fire somebody off my job that wasn't doing his job. You're out of here. Go find something else to do, because you ain't capable of this job. And then you send someone else down there. Okay, so you got to get, I mean, don't get confused about voting. Okay? Voting in the political party system is a death knell. But we're going to have to use that to get control of it so we can change it. You're not going to change it any other way. We have to get control, just like they got control of us and they moved us to a position. We got to get a hold of them and or their system and move it to where we want it. And the only way you're going to do it is if you have political power, period. The only way you're going to get political power is to engage in a most nefarious system. Yes, it's an ugly system. It's a wrong system. It's detrimental to everybody in this nation's system. But it's a system that's got to be gotten hold of in order to change it. That means we must engage. And if we're not prepared to engage, then we're prepared to live under the circumstances that they want us to live under. And we all know those are not good circumstances. So we engage. You know, I'm really hopeful that, you know, over the next, what is it? It's basically getting on less than 3 weeks that we can get this freaking Muslim clown out of here and get an Albertan, get a white boy back in. We have to, you know, the stories I'm hearing out of Calgary is that the people are beaten. Right, they've been beaten down by the taxes. They've been beaten down by their jobs. They've been beaten down by the politics. They've been beaten down by the media. They've been beaten down by all this chaos that's going around them, and they don't even know how to stand up anymore. Well, I don't think my people should be beaten. Okay, so we're going to raise those people up, and the easiest way to raise them up is to get rid of this Muslim clown, show the media that they don't have the power they think they got, that they can't put somebody else, they can't convince the people anymore to vote for somebody that the people generally know doesn't have the best interest in of the people. that he's actually working for an outside entity, which he is, and bring in somebody from the community and get the people to say, okay, it's time for us to engage. And I had a long chat with the candidate, and I think he gets it. Okay, this is an engagement. This is we're going to turn this around, but you can't turn it around. Okay, you got one vote. You can't do squat. You got a city manager that's a dog from hell. Okay, so you got to contend with that stuff. So you have to go to the people, and you have to talk to the people, and you have to explain to the people why it is the way it is. You can do that from the seat of the mayor. Very difficult to do from a council seat. And we can raise the people up, and we can get good people to run in 4 years so that we actually have control of the council by the people.
So what I think you're attempting to say here is a person is running for mayor in Calgary that the people truly want, and then the polls come in and say, oh, he or she only got 5% of the vote. Then the people can stand up and say, demand a recount? How would that work?
Well, it's dirty, man. These people are the internationalists, and they want their people in there, and they will do everything in their power, whether legal or illegal, to make sure that happens.
But if you have enough people, if you have a majority, a legitimate majority,
right,
then they may stand up and say something's wrong with this picture.
Well, yeah, if you don't engage, it means you don't give a damn. If you don't give a damn, well, you know, you're going down the toilet. But people are coming to the forefront now, and it's getting better. And I think we're going to run out of time here soon. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to call the candidate and I say, I got an offer of a plane ticket to Calgary. I got a place to stay when I'm in Calgary. And so we had a really good chat yesterday. You know, you get me out there, or I'll get myself out there, and you pick up my expenses when I'm there, and we will kick some tail. I understand this game inside and out, upside down, backwards, and we can get this guy out, but it's going to have to be a very concerted effort, and we got little time to do it, but it can get done. So hopefully I can get out to Calgary. I don't know. It would just make me smile. You know, walk into the office. Hi, I'm here to kick ass. You know, like the old Albertans used to do. Right? When I lived in Alberta, it was tough men, and now it just sounds like they're sitting in the corner sucking on a Tootsie Roll or some damn thing. And that's what they've done to the people. We're out of time. Anyways, everybody take care, and hopefully back to Thursday night. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Seize a ship, force a bear. Fuck them back, it's only for them more. They shoot you.